Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about their new grab-and-go checkout services being offered this January, as well as upcoming events. What is going to be going on for the monthly event calendar for you?
So yes, we do have a monthly event calendar, and we have that available on our website, on our Facebook, and it's kind of all listed out nicely. We also have the separate events listed on there too, and we always pop them up like the day before, usually on Facebook. So if you like our Facebook page, you can get that daily feed of what's going on. But December and January, we as a staff made a goal to really increase our virtual programming since we didn't have anything, you know, inside the library. The library will continue to be walked for the month of January, so all of our appointments will be over the phone. You would need to call and make an appointment to come in to use the computer, copying, faxing, printing, any of those services. We do have printing that's available through the app Printer On, and we can guide you through that. There's also a tutorial on our YouTube page. So that's been a really nice asset to our, you know, to-go services where you can just print something remotely and then come and pick it up at the door. And then the additional service that I'm going to extend for this month is we're going to go back to having some express browsing. So we'll have a couple appointment times a day where six people can come in at a time and go through the stacks and pick books themselves if they'd like. We call it grab-and-go browsing because it's only 30 minutes, and we're trying to just limit the amount of people in the library so we can still do the social distancing and also, you know, continue to mitigate the virus. We're hoping, you know, February we can maybe increase, you know, a little bit more, but for now, this is the safest that we as directors of Southeast Iowa have deemed appropriate. But for the events for virtually for January, we have several kids' events. We have a winter family reading program, and Joe is going to be in charge of this. So families can register by calling the library and at 653-2726, and this will run from December 28th until January 22nd. And what we'll do is give you a book, and then we will give you, and you can check out as many books as you want, obviously, but we will give you one winter book to check out, and you will just, every time you read 30 minutes, you put a part on a snowman together as a family, and then once you get the snowman put together, then I believe there's a little prize or something that Joe will be handing out. So it's just an incentive program for January. For the kids, for youth, kindergarten through sixth grade, we have a bingo card available. This is something that's very common during our summer months. We have bingo cards where it will say, drink some hot chocolate and read a book, or snuggle up in a blanket and read a book, or, you know, just different ideas like that, and then you just cross off the square. So we have that card available, and then there's also a prize due. The bingo cards are due back by January 30th, and also call the library if you'd like to come by and pick up a card. Since the door is locked, we'll just meet you at the door and hand you the bingo card. And then, let's see here, for another youth activity, we have a winter take and make bag, and that will be on Friday, January 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this will be a fun, just a fun winter take and make bag that Janice puts together. So they're always, this one I've seen them put together already, and it has a lot of really cute things in it. There's one per child, and those are usually right outside. We leave them outside that day, so we'll put an alert out the day before that we're going to have them ready. And then people have been really good about just taking one, and they've enjoyed making those throughout the virus time. For adults, we have our book club on Monday, January 25th, and that will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is a book club that Tammy does. She is targeting the author Stephen King this time, and so you get to just read your choice of Stephen King books and then get together on Zoom, and we can send you the Zoom link if you're interested in being a part of that. And then you just talk about the book that you chose to read of Stephen King's. It's just a favorite author of hers, so she thought it would be a fun January activity. We have our monthly Sticks and Strings Zoom on Friday, January 8th, and that's at 7 p.m., and that's just a very casual, you're knitting, crocheting, you know, stitching, and then it's just very relaxing. So we all try to take part in it every month or so as librarians too, just for fun to get together with some of our patrons online. But Leanne runs that, and so just call us if you want a Zoom link for that. We also have our monthly Washington Writers Workshop, and that will also be on Zoom this month, Friday, January 29th, and that's at 10 a.m. And our presenter this time will be Dr. Marty Knepper. She's an English professor from Morningside College in Sioux City. And so the first hour is always devoted to the author presentation. and the second hour to workshopping writer submissions. So it's open to adults and teens, and contact Leanne at the library here. And then Janisa is having something that's going to be kind of fun, the Great Library Bake Off, and she's doing that on Saturday, January 30th at 2:30 p.m. And it says basically assemble a team of people and register for this library bake-off. She calls it the Nailed It Edition, and it's going to, and then join us via Zoom to receive your cake challenge. And so we will give the supplies that are needed to complete the event. So contact Janisa for that information. And I think that's pretty much it for the month of January. We have a lot of activities. We're really strongly urging people to continue doing curbside checkout. And, you know, at this point, we have a lot of holds on books, but we're happy to pick books for you still and check out as many as really that you want at this point.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.